Evening, everybody. In the next few moments, I'd like to think through from the Bible why I believe teaching the Bible is important. And I'd like to do that from a passage in Luke chapter 24 and the Emmaus Road. So that's Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35, which in your pew Bibles is page 1061. So it's quite a long passage I'd like to read, but follow with me if you are able. So Luke chapter 24, verses 13 through 35. Now that same day, and of course that's the day of the resurrection, now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked alongside them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him they did not see. And he said to them, 'How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and enter his glory?' And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going further. But they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, he gave thanks, he broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened. They recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. And they asked, each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us when he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' And they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two told what had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread." I wonder if you've ever thought, well, why is it these two sad disciples on the Emmaus Road weren't allowed to recognize Jesus at the moment he joined with them? Because they had to go all the way down to the village 7 miles away. And they could have quite easily witnessed the resurrected Jesus. Their sadness could have turned to joy, and they could have gone back to the 11 and testified that they had seen Jesus, which is what happened anyway. So why did they have to go all the way down to Emmaus? Why couldn't or why didn't Jesus just reveal himself to them much earlier? Why did they have to go down 7 miles to this village? I think the point is that there is something significant about this 7-mile journey down to Emmaus with Jesus. It's more than just about the resurrection. What is clear from this narrative, from this story, is that these two disciples were struggling to harmonize what they understood about Jesus with what had happened to Jesus. They understood him to be the one who was going to redeem Israel politically until the suffering, until his crucifixion, until now the report of his resurrection. And they were confused and they were perplexed. Their understanding hadn't aligned with reality. And in verse 26, if you look at it, what we see is that they'd failed to comprehend that the Messiah had to suffer. The Messiah had to die. The Messiah had to enter back into glory. He had to go through the resurrection and through the ascension to fulfill Old Testament prophecy and to achieve salvation, the very work which he had come to do. And so after 2 to 3 years of listening and following Jesus, they still misunderstood. They still didn't really know or understand Jesus or who Jesus was. And now he was about to ascend back to the right hand of the Father. Now he wasn't going to be physically present with them any longer. And so I'd like to suggest to you the very reason the disciples were kept from recognizing Jesus was to go on this 7-mile walk down to Emmaus with Jesus and to know him in all of his truth from the scriptures. That's exactly what it says in verse 27. And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. And we see their response to that in verse 32. They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us? You see, the disciples needed to understand who Jesus was with their minds and with their hearts and not just their eyes. They needed to understand how Jesus fulfilled Old Testament prophecy. They needed to understand how Jesus accomplished God's plan of salvation to mankind. They needed to know him in order to make him known. Very soon, the Great Commission was going to be upon them. How could they make him known according to truth if they didn't first know him according to truth? At a very similar time to this, another post-resurrection appearance of Jesus, it was to the disciples. And one of those disciples was Thomas. We know all about doubting Thomas. And this is what Jesus said to him in John chapter 20, verse 29. He said, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. And really, that's a commentary into the book of Acts, all the way through church history, down to the present, to you and I. Because we haven't seen Jesus, and yet we still believe. And perhaps even more important than having seen Jesus physically is a spirit-led understanding of the scriptures. This is what Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 26. He says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. You see, we know and trust Jesus by knowing and trusting the Scriptures. The Bible is a Christ-centered book. The Old Testament points to Jesus. The Gospels tell of Jesus. And the New Testament explains Jesus. It is a Christ-centered book. And in a very real sense, we are the disciples on the Emmaus Road. But it's not Jesus who is walking with us. It is his Holy Spirit, the Helper. He is the one who walks with us. He is the one who guides us and teaches us along the way. So why should we be teaching the Bible? To know him in all his truth from the Scriptures, in order that we can make him known according to the truth. That's why I'm excited about the Bible, and just for this opportunity to be able to teach these evenings to come. Thank you very much.